Welcome to another episode of the Streetwise English Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. So today we are once again in virtual reality. Today we are in a game called 11 Table Tennis. And today's topic of discussion is ping pong. Everyone loves ping pong, right? Table tennis or ping pong is an international sport. No matter where you go in the world, you can play ping pong. And there's a little bit of a delay in my headset because I'm recording the screen. So, sorry about that. Wow, there's a really strong delay. I was not expecting this. Okay, so I'm gonna try and talk and play ping pong at the same time. This is just an experiment for you guys. And it's also an experiment for me learning how to record the screens during gameplay. So getting back to ping pong, I'm playing against the computer, against the AI. So you can see on the left side here, I'm player Streetwise English, and that's player medium. So the AI is set to medium and the score is 0 to 5. I'm not doing very well here. Oh boy. So everyone loves ping pong. We're playing ping pong in virtual reality, and ping pong is probably the most popular, I would argue, the most popular game in virtual reality. I'm playing on the Oculus Quest, or known as the Meta Quest, and you can see I have an avatar as a cat-headed avatar, and my opponent has a mustache and a red shirt with a hoodie on, and he's beating me pretty badly. So, one of the things about ping pong, like I said, it's international, but the best players in ping pong are in Asia, and specifically in China. So just like I would say with basketball, the best players are from America. The Michael Jordan, the Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, these guys are all American, and even the average citizen, like the kids, the boys, and the girls, they play basketball when they're kids. Common Americans, like myself, you know, we all grew up, a lot of us grew up playing basketball. And I would argue that a lot of Chinese people grow up playing ping pong. So even if they say, oh, I'm not very good, I don't know how to play, Chinese are going to be better players than the average American. Now, I'm not talking about professional league players, because America does have some great ping pong players, but the average and then the best of the best are Chinese. And today's topic is going to get a little bit juicy. Juicy means sensitive, a little bit sensitive topic. And I'm going to talk about some celebrity gossip. So just like Michael Jordan and Kobe, top athletes, top table tennis players in China make a lot of money and get very famous. And anyone that loves ping pong, they know of Ma Long. Ma Long, he was a Olympic champion from China, and he's kind of like the OG, original gangster, that's what OG means. He's like the Michael Jordan of ping pong in China. No one could beat him. He was just simply the best. And in a lot of people's minds, no one will ever compete with him. So in my mind, there will never be anyone as good as Michael Jordan. I don't care if Kobe scored more three-pointers or what the statistics say. There will never be anyone as good as Michael Jordan. He's just the king of basketball, Lanqiu Ziwang. And I think people think the same thing about Ma Long. Now, after Ma Long, there, of course, are billions of people and other millions of other players. A couple come to mind. First, I saw a match where Fan, pardon my pronunciation because I don't know the tones on the names, but Fan Zhengdong. Dong is probably east. And he beat Ma Long in maybe in the Olympics or in a couple matches. And then after him, there's another guy who's younger. He's about 35 now. And that is Zhang Ji Ke. And Zhang Ji Ke has been in the news a lot lately, and not for a good reason. There's some juicy gossip about Zhang Ji Ke, and he is a great ping pong player. I think he won a gold medal in the Olympics. I'm not sure about that, but he's a top table tennis player in the world. And with that, he made a lot of money. Maybe tens of millions of dollars a year at the height of his career. But in the last couple of years, he's had a bit of a gambling problem. Gambling problem. Dubo的问题. So in the media, there's been on the internet, there's been a lot of rumors, so-called rumors, whether you, I'm not sure how much is fact or fiction or how much is accurate, but there have been reportings that Mr. Zhang was in a lot of debt to casinos, and he had a lot of gambling debts. And he couldn't pay them. So he was searching desperately for ways to pay off his gambling debts. And this could have been hundreds of thousands of dollars or maybe millions of dollars. I'm not sure the numbers. But what happened was that he thought of a, this is a theory. I'm not sure how much is proven. I'm sorry for spreading the rumors myself, but it's interesting celebrity gossip. So he thought of a way to pay back some of that money. And that way was to take some of his old nudie videos, nudie meaning nude, and I think even sex videos, sex tapes with his ex-girlfriend, who is a celebrity. She's a famous actress, a beautiful, famous actress. And so he had a couple of these laying around, and somehow they leaked out to a third party, and this third party blackmailed her. And with that money, that was supposed to go to help pay off some of Zhang's debts. And guess who provided the sex tape? Mr. Zhang himself. That's right. So he gave up his sex tapes with his ex-girlfriend to these guys to blackmail her so that they could get some of the money that he owed them. And the plan didn't go so well because she reported she reported everything to the police. And so the debt collector was arrested by the police. And then now there's talk about how he got the sex tapes and if that is if Zhang Ji Ke will have any legal if that will have any legal ramifications too for, you know, violating his ex's privacy and, you know, causing her to be blackmailed and extorting money from her. So here you have the Michael Jordan of China, handsome, famous, rich, but heavily in gambling debt and doing some shady, using some shady tactics to pay off his gambling debts, to pay off his debt. So I think I'm going to end it with that there. If you want to read up about the gossip about Zhang 几颗, you can, 张继科, the guy we're talking about. And honestly, I didn't know much about him before reading the news, but he is a top table tennis star. And this is probably his fall from grace. You know, after you do something like that, you're going to lose a lot of brand sponsorships. You're going to lose the respect of a lot of people. You're probably going to have less opportunities for brand sponsorships, TV shows, commercials, all that kind of thing. But he's still a great ping pong player, and I'm sure that he'll be all right as he's a millionaire, famous, and so far doesn't have any serious legal problems, but we'll see how that turns out. So thank you for listening. I'm Carl of the Streetwise English Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this. This has been an experiment, recording while playing ping pong and talking about ping pong gossip. So thank you for watching. I'm Carl of the Streetwise English Podcast, and I'm here to help you improve your spoken English and talk about interesting topics like juicy ping pong celebrity gossip. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time. Bye bye.